Well, everybody called him Harry. His, I think his full name was Henry Michael Bieryski. Uncle Harry had come from Lvov, southeast Poland, probably in the early 20s, but I can't swear to the veracity of that, if you like. Nobody worried about the fact that he might have been a Jew or that he was a Polish. Really, it didn't matter. He could have come from Timbuktu, as far as I know, but it didn't bother us. George and I met him when Mum said, oh, this is Harry Bieryski, is going to marry Aunt Rose. We got on well with him. He said to us, hello, boys, I'm Harry, Uncle Harry. And I said, well, nice to meet you, Uncle Harry. And then from then on, it was Uncle Harry, yeah. Hello, boys, you know, that sort of thing. I can't remember any real accent. As far as I was concerned, he was speaking English as good as I was. He was dark, as a well-tanned Australian might be. And he was quite a pleasant person, reasonable build, about 5'7", 5'8". He was dressed very similarly to Dad, brown coat, brown suit, something like that. He might have had a blue suit that I know of. I liked him. Most people liked him. He was an affable sort of bloke. As far as I was concerned, he was quite a nice uncle. I've got an idea sometimes he used to pass out a couple of bob or tuppence or threepence to George and I, you know, which in those days was a small fortune to the kids. He was a nice bloke who was going to marry Aunt Rose, and he did marry Aunt Rose. Aunt Rose was a quieter woman. Where they would have met, I don't know, it might have been a local dance hall or something like that. 1925, I remember a big Church of England, the top of Raynham Road in Edmonton. That was probably where they were married. Rose was in white. Harry was in a very nice suit and a hat. A lot of English girls married foreign people. Nobody bothered about that. In fact, very often if you got on the tram, you'd very often be sitting to somebody from either Jamaica or somewhere in the West Indies or even from West Africa.